In the name of God, who is our creator, redeemer, and sanctifier. Amen. What things? That stranger on the road asked. But how can he not know? Everyone is talking about it. And for these two disciples, it is of ultimate importance. What does it mean that the man they believed was God's chosen messenger was crucified? And what do all the reports about the empty tomb and people seeing angels really mean? Troubled, confused, bewildered, they spill out the story as well as their doubts and confusions to the sympathetic stranger that they encountered on the road. They tell him about how the chief priest had killed the one who they believed had been sent to redeem Israel. And that had happened 3 days ago, but when the women went to prepare the body, they found the tomb empty. Angels told them Jesus was alive, but how could that be? Others went to the tomb and found it empty, as the women had said, but none of it made any sense. But it does make sense, the stranger insists. It was necessary for the Messiah to suffer before he could enter into glory. Remember what the scriptures tell us. And then he explained how the scriptures foretold all that had happened. And while he was explaining it, they felt their grief lessen. There seemed to be some reason, some purpose behind what had simply been an incredible act of violence and the destruction of their dreams. This stranger believed that through these circumstances, as horrible as they were, God was indeed at work. They reached Emmaus as the sun was setting. And the stranger seemed to be going further, but not wanting to lose contact with this man who seemed to understand what was inexplicable to them, they urged him to stay with them for the night. They fixed the evening meal and sat down together to eat. The stranger picked up the bread, blessed, broke it, and passed it out. Seeing the stranger perform this act, they realized that this was not a stranger. It was Jesus alive. The stranger on the road, the one who explained why Jesus' death was necessary, the one who blessed the bread, was indeed Jesus. And he was indeed alive, as the angels had said. As their eyes were opened, and they recognized Jesus and the stranger, he vanished from their sight. Of course, they immediately returned to Jerusalem to tell the others that they had seen the risen Christ, only to be informed that Jesus had also appeared to Simon Peter. And for 40 days, Jesus would appear to his disciples. He appeared in a variety of ways, in a variety of circumstances. He appeared at meetings behind closed doors. He appeared on the beach as they were fishing, giving fishing advice. He appeared to the women at the tomb who were there to prepare his body. But several of these stories, like the one we heard today, are connected with food. It is through eating together that a community is restored, and we come to know each other and to know God all more clearly. It was these actions that brought together the early Christians, and it is the same actions that bring us together today. Take, eat, for this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And those two disciples that traveled the road to Emmaus, even if not intentionally recreating that last meal with Jesus, were brought into remembrance of him. A remembrance that was more than a simple recalling, but one in which he was actually physically present with them. In sharing that bread, they were connected not only to each other, but to the risen Christ. With the breaking of the bread, they were called into that presence of the living Christ. Impossible as it may have seemed, Jesus was alive and present with them when they broke bread together. Although after Jesus' ascension, we can no longer see him in quite the same way, Jesus still comes to us in the breaking of the bread. In that act, we are brought into the presence of the living Christ, and our eyes are open to see God's presence with us. When we share the bread and wine, we remember Christ in a way that doesn't simply recall a person who lived many years ago, but which helps us to see the living Christ is still present with us. After their encounter with the risen Christ in the breaking of the bread, the disciples returned to Jerusalem full of energy and joy and enthusiasm for spreading the good news that Jesus was alive. They were nourished by their time in the presence of the risen Christ, and they were transformed from confused and grief-stricken people to messengers of the good news that our Redeemer lives. We, too, are invited in the Eucharist into the presence of the living Christ. As we break the bread and share it, our eyes are opened to behold the risen Lord. Like the disciples from Emmaus, we too are fed and nourished so we may share the good news that Christ is indeed alive, bringing new life to all, and we continue to respond in the same way that the church has responded for centuries, affirming that Jesus is alive and that suffering and death cannot destroy the power of God's love. Christ is alive, and in the breaking of the bread, may our eyes be open to see Christ present with us. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.